This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
See me all right. Here we go. Council, can I get an approval of the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
I do have one addition under announcements, planning and zoning, May 27th, at 1300 hours here at City Hall. So for those of you that keep notes, you want to add that on there? Now can I get an approval of the agenda with the correction?
Move to approve the agenda with the correction of adding the meeting for planning and zoning on the 27th at 1 o'clock.
And I second that.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Can I get an approval of the minutes of the April 15th, 2025 regular meeting minutes?
I will move approval.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Unfinished business. Ordinance 1423. Third and final reading. An ordinance amending Chapter 5 of the Code of the Town of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming pertaining to building codes.
Mayor, may I address?
Yes.
I'd like you to table this ordinance for now. The reason for that is in 2012, we adopted the International Building Code by resolution. And we're having trouble formatting it the way it is, and I think that we can do it by resolution and attach it as an appendix to our code without having to adopt it as an ordinance.
Okay.
But so I would ask that the council table reading, third reading on that ordinance.
That means it'll be an entirely new document for us to work with.
It's going to look just like that, except it's going to be in resolution.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not an ordinance.
Okay.
I move the table ordinance 1423 on the third reading.
All second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1423 is tabled. On to new business. Can I get a motion to excuse the absence of Councilman Haskins on April 1st?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You're excused.
Thank you so much.
You're so much welcome. Here we go. Y'all ready for me reading to you? Proclamation, May 9th is Buddy Poppy Day, and our friends from the VFW are here. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. Whereas America is the land of freedom, preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers, and whereas millions who have answered the call to arm have died on the field of battle, and whereas a nation at peace must be reminded of the price of war and the debt owed to those who have died in war, and whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars, and whereas the Veteran of Foreign Wars Auxiliary has pledged to remind America annually of this debt through the distribution of the memorial flower. Now therefore I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim the 9th day of May 2025 as Buddy Poppy Day and ask that all citizens pay tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom by wearing a memorial Buddy Poppy on this day. I'll sign it.
We'll get the clerk to S.
Okay.
Here we go.
Going to go from flowers to trees. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. A proclamation for the Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, proclaiming the day of May 16, 2025 as Arbor Day in Buffalo. Whereas the City of Buffalo Tree Board is sponsoring this Arbor Day in Buffalo, and whereas the city recognizes the need for a designated day for all residents to participate in this celebration, and whereas the City Tree Board, along with the children from Clear Creek Middle School and Meadowlark Elementary School, State Forestry, and many others who will be helping to plant a total of 14 trees between the two schools. And now, therefore, I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim May 16, 2025 as Arbor Day in Buffalo and urge all residents of this community to celebrate by planting a tree. Is there anybody here from Tree Board? I'd like to hand that to the clerk. This next one is kind of really special to me. I see one of the nurses that saved my bacon once. Miss Taylor is in the room. Both of my nurses, the one that passed away was a nurse. My living sister's a nurse. I have a lot of nurses in my family. And you guys are awesome. I see Mary all the time. I'm going to get a little emotional because you guys are awesome. You're the ones that save people. That's true. Doctors are there, but you guys are the ones that do the work. You break your butt. You're on your feet. You hold hands when they need it the most. You hug a crying mother, a distraught father, a family member. So, very honored to read this one. A long one, but it's well worth it. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. Whereas registered nurses in Wyoming constitute our state's largest healthcare profession, and whereas the depth and breadth of the registered nursing profession meets the different and emerging healthcare needs of the Wyoming population in a wide range of settings, and whereas the Wyoming Nurses Association, as the voice for registered nurses in this state, is working to chart a new course for a healthy nation that relies on increasing access to primary and preventative healthcare, and better utilization of all of our state's registered nursing resources, and whereas professional nursing is an indispensable component of the safety and quality of care of hospitalized and non-hospitalized patients, and whereas the demand for registered nursing services will be greater than ever because of the aging of Wyoming population, emerging health challenges, the continuing expansion of life-sustaining technology, and the explosive growth of home health care services, and whereas more qualified registered nurses are needed in the future to meet the increasingly complex needs of healthcare consumers in this community, and whereas the cost-effective, safe, and high-quality healthcare services provided by registered nurses will be an increasingly important component of the Wyoming healthcare delivery system in the future, and whereas the Wyoming Nurses Association has declared May 6th through 12th as Nurses Week, with the theme, The Power of Nurses, with appreciation for nurses' unparalleled impact and their contribution to healthcare, and an open invitation to hashtag thank a nurse for enriching our lives and the world we live in. Therefore be it now, therefore I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, do hereby proclaim May 6th through the 12th, 2025, Nurses Week, and be resolved that the residents of Wyoming celebrate registered nurses' accomplishments and efforts to improve our healthcare system and show our appreciation for the state's registered nurses, not just during this week, but at every opportunity throughout the year. Congratulations, nurses, stand up, you guys.
Thank you.
Is there any pictures?
Yes, please.
That's the one that saved me.
That's important to remember that.
Next item on the agenda, Resolution 1491, the resolution determining the amount of taxes to be raised for municipal purposes for the city of Buffalo, Wyoming for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. And this is to include, for general purposes, including streets, parks, police, inspection, etc., an 8-mil levy. Council, can I get approval to pass Resolution 1491?
So moved.
I have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 1491 passes. Resolution 1492, a resolution adopting and approving the 2025 comprehensive plan for the city of Buffalo, Wyoming. Resolution 1492, resolution adopting and approving the 2025 comprehensive plan for the city of Buffalo, Wyoming. Whereas a comprehensive plan was developed for the city of Buffalo, Wyoming by Worthington, Lenhart, and Carpenter and adopted by the Buffalo City Council in 2007. And whereas the city of Buffalo desires to update the Buffalo Comprehensive Plan 2007. And whereas the city of Buffalo conducted a public engagement survey in April of 2024 to receive input on updating and the comprehensive plan. And whereas the city of Buffalo conducted a public hearing on November 20th, 2024 to receive comments on the comprehensive plan, and whereas the Buffalo City Planning Commission recommends that the City of Buffalo, Wyoming adopt and approve the comprehensive plan Buffalo, Wyoming 2025 as the comprehensive plan of the city. Section 1, pursuant to Section 14.1503 of Wyoming statutes as amended, City of Buffalo, Wyoming hereby adopts and approves that certain document entitled City of Buffalo Comprehensive Plan 2025 for the Buffalo Planning Office. Section 2, said comprehensive plan is adopted for the purpose of guiding and accomplishing a coordinated, adjusted, and harmonious development of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, which will, in accordance with existing and future needs, best promote public health, safety, order, convenience, and general welfare. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1492?
I would so move.
Have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution 1492 passes. Next item on the agenda, Bald Mountain Sanitation Contract for Removal of Green Waste. It's the one that was discussed this morning. With the amendments, I do believe.
It says 2022, number 3. It's May 1st, October 22, and I'm pretty sure it's May 1st to November 30th of 25.
It's May 1 to October 31st, 25. I'll change that for the signatures.
Okay.
Can I get a motion to approve the contract with the correction?
Second.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? With no more new business before the council reports, Mr. Kirvin from Legal.
Mayor and Council, I have a report. If you
have
any questions.
No questions at this time. Mr. Easy.
Mayor Council, just a little bit, if you guys remember the Mathers Peak subdivision kind of thing a couple years ago, you're going to have a feeling that's coming back to us. So that's kind of the bigger news, just a different developer layout will be different, but they're in the works of coming up with something on that development. So planning and zoning will probably see something about that or on that here within the next few months. So
is this their phase three?
No, this will be Mathers Peak. It was the one up by the airport, and so it never hatched. Nothing ever came about it on the original goal. So now there's another developer in the game that's under contract to possibly purchase that with the same intention. So could be.
It's off airport, and like
off airport road within the
Gunderson was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. It's within the 1 mile extraterritorial jurisdiction of the city, and they're going to be asking for city utilities, so we'll be very much involved. So that's the only news I have.
Thanks, Ryan.
Chief Bissett is at a conference in Casper. Mr. Silver,
Mayor and Council, I have nothing to add. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any fun and exciting news?
Do you want a quick update, I guess?
We always want a quick update. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Brett Bennett, Nelson Engineering. Just a quick update on the city's portion of the Buffalo Main Street project. We're growing traffic cones very rapidly going northbound, as you can see. So that's going to be the direction of the new water main. So that's where they're kind of at. There will be some concrete removal for services, and then we'll be here in the next day or so, potentially starting weather pending and everything, starting installing new water main heading northbound. We'll be going up the southbound lane, but in the northbound direction from 4th Street towards Hart. So, any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Other than you're going north in the southbound lane.
Correct. Going the wrong direction in the southbound lane.
Other than that. Mr. Elder, I think you want to come and speak to us during oral and written comments, I do believe. Good to see you again.
Good to be here. Sorry I didn't give you guys enough notice to get on the agenda officially, but I wanted to come before you and ask on behalf of the Buffalo Community Rink organization if we could have a noise variance for July 19th. That is a Saturday. That's going to be the day that we are going to do our ball hockey tournament that we also host live bands, and we sell refreshments, and this will be the third year that we've done it. We've had really good success in the past, and we wanted to get on everybody's calendars early, and we wanted to add that we're going to have that live music, so we wanted to ask for that noise variance earlier rather than later.
What are the times?
So we don't know when the bands are going to start right yet, but the tournament is going to run from 2 until, and we're going to wrap everything up by 10 when the, we're going to be out of there by 10 when the park is officially closed. So the whole time span will be 2 to 10. When the bands are actually going to be playing is yet to be determined, but if we could have that noise variance for that whole time, I think that would be safest.
But they'll be done by 10?
Done by 10, yes, sir. Okay. We'll be out of the park by 10.
Now the beverages and refreshments, are they adult in nature?
Yes. That.
Okay. So you'll get together with Madam Firm?
Yes, sir.
We're not that they would deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, we only
approve a noise ordinance and road closure.
Yeah. That's historically how we've done it. We just came to the council for the variance.
Can I get a motion to approve?
Is that the same weekend as Walmart Day?
It is.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty far away. I don't know if they have something going on down here or what. Okay.
Can I get a motion to approve the noise ordinance for the community rink July 19th, Saturday from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.?
I guess I would move that.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
Mike's going to come down and play some ball hockey. We're looking forward to it.
I'll try out your beverages.
We can handle that too.
Are there any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcement. City County meeting May 20th at 7 a.m. City Hall. City Council meeting May 20th. 5 p.m. City Hall. Citywide spring cleanup May 14th through the 17th. If you're in the city, you have to come to City Hall to get your permit. If you're in the county, go to the courthouse to get your permit. Hazardous Waste Collection Day, May 31st. City offices are closed May 26th. She put down Memorial Day, but I say it's for my birthday. She says it's for Memorial Day. And then planning and zoning May 27th at 1300 hours at City Hall. Council, can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Council, is there anything else to be brought before council? Hearing nothing, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good evening, everybody.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.